Detail from an illumination. The artist has a wicked sense of humor. You should sue him for that hat, tasseled like a boy baby's plump genitalia, gangrenous gray casserole lid beneath which you stew, sporting a wary pout. I wear the merest smirk, my chin bandaged in a wimple. With a few simple strokes, he has outlined my veil in white against my habit, the way chalk marks the shape of a body on blacktop. How young we look, casualties of fashion, our outfits hopelessly outdated in front of those hideous curtains. Under that hempen robe, you're wearing your favorite red long johns and poking the toe of one slim tapered boot beneath my skirt. The other leg is hooked over your knee like a carefully latched gate. What tortured thoughts were you hiding beneath that bloody cap? A brain-hued blue, all those ideas plopped upon your fringed orange locks like organ meat. My own cranium appears oddly swollen, as if my headdress housed a beehive of back-combed syllogisms. We seem to be speaking in some sort of sign language. Either you are making a point or complaining there's a button missing from your cuff. I'm playing you a tune on an invisible squeeze box, showing you how big it was, the one that got away.